The son of a labourer, a mechanic of some sort himself when he was young, and then he took to writing for the socialistic press. I came across him at Brixton. They were talking about the Emersons.
How wonderfully people rise in these days, sighed Miss Bartlett, fingering a model of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Is he a journalist now?
He is not. He made an advantageous marriage.
He uttered this remark with a voice full of meaning.
Oh, so he has a wife.
Dead, Miss Bartlett. Dead. I wonder how he has the effrontery to claim acquaintance with me. He was in my London parish long ago. The other day, in Santa Croce, when he was with Miss Honeychurch, I snubbed him. Let him beware that he does not get more than a snub.
What? Cried Lucy, flushing.
Exposure, hissed Mr. Eager.
He tried to change the subject, but in scoring a dramatic point, he had interested his audience more than he had intended.
Do you mean, Lucy asked, that he is an irreligious man? We know that already.
Lucy, dear, said Miss Bartlett, gently reproving her cousin's penetration.
I should be astonished if you knew all. The boy, an innocent child at the time, I will exclude. God knows what his education and his inherited qualities may have made him.
Perhaps, said Miss Bartlett, it is something that we had better not hear.
To speak plainly, said Mr. Eager, it is. I will say no more.
Lucy's rebellious thoughts swept out in words for the first time in her life.
You have said very little.
It was my intention to say very little,
was his frigid reply.
End of CD 1.